Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hello, New York Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and a happy Monday to all of you New York Giants fans out there as the Giants get ready for their second week of 2021 NFL training camp. Hopefully this week there will be no more Kelvin Benjamin incidents. I've had my say on the Benjamin incident in last week's final episode, and also Sunday on the BigBlueView.com website, so we're not going to talk much about that. Instead, what we're really going to do here today is spin ahead to the upcoming week of training camp for your New York Giants, which promises to be a much more competitive, hopefully much more football news-making week for your Giants as the acclimation period of training camp comes to an end and the real football, the real competition begins as the Giants begin to get ready for joint practices with the Browns and Patriots, as well as their preseason opener in 2 weeks against the New York Jets. So the first indication that things are picking up is that full pads will come on for your Giants on Tuesday for the first time. That'll be the end of the five-day acclimation period. Monday's practice is expected to be in shells. And let's be honest, the first few days of training camp have really been glorified OTAs, glorified mini camp, you know, no contact, very little competition. There was a somewhat competitive 11-on-11 period on Friday, but business is about to pick up for the Giants, for Joe Judge, as he tries to figure out a 53-man roster for your offensive and defensive linemen, you know, for the receivers and the cornerbacks on the outside, who will be able to compete a little bit harder once the pads come on Tuesday. That's really when things get started for real. It's when offensive and defensive linemen can actually hit instead of really just work on their footwork, work on their hand placement. It's when cornerbacks and wide receivers can be a little bit more physical with each other. It's, you know, it's where you start to see real work getting done in the run game, and you start to really get an idea of offensive and defensive linemen who are doing well and or not doing well. So things should pick up for the Giants this week, beginning on Tuesday. And Big Blue View, of course, will be on hand at Quest Diagnostics Training Center in East Rutherford as often as possible to bring you guys firsthand accounts, to have boots on the ground, as it is, to let you guys know what is really going on and what is speculation, you know, what is real and what isn't, per se. So we'll do the best we can to keep you guys up to date on training camp. So please check out all of our features, news, analysis on a daily basis at BigBlueView.com and here on the podcast as we do the best we can to give you guys full training camp coverage of your 2021 New York Giants. Couple things to talk about. Giants have made a bunch of roster moves in the last few days. We talked about some of those on Big Blue View. One that has me intrigued more than any is probably the signing of interior offensive lineman Joe Looney, formerly of the Dallas Cowboys, an 8-year veteran, guy who's played a lot of NFL football, mostly at center, but significant snaps throughout his career at both left and right guard as well. Very curious to see if the Giants will be looking at Looney as simply interior line depth. Will they possibly, as both Chris Flum and Nick Filato here at Big Blue View have talked about, have suggested might be a possibility, would the Giants consider playing Looney at center and moving Nick Gates to the left guard spot? I don't know, but it's an intriguing thought. It's something that we'll be monitoring. You know, going forward, we'll see how the Giants employ Looney in practices going forward this week, and how much work he actually does or doesn't do until he really gets familiarized with the Giants playbook. He does have the advantage of having played for Jason Garrett in Dallas for a number of years, so there should be familiarity with the concepts, with the playbook, with the language that the Giants are using on offense, which probably is one of the reasons why the Giants went out and got Looney rather than someone like former Chiefs center Austin Ryder, who was also, you know, said to have drawn interest from the Giants recently. But it's an interesting pickup nonetheless. And we'll see how that offensive line plays out. Obviously, the Giants have already had an injury with Shane Lemieux, guy who should be back. There were some reports that he could be out as much as 2 weeks. Other reports that he's day-to-day. So we'll be monitoring that. We'll see when Lemieux gets back on the field for the Giants. Luckily for the Giants, they did avoid the season-ending torn ACL kind of deal with Lemieux. So he'll be back soon. It's going to be interesting to see how things shake out on that offensive line. But the Looney signing is one that gives the Giants some options, and we'll just have to see what happens. In terms of the offensive line as well, Andrew Thomas seems to be off to a good start at left tackle. But again, the pads come on Tuesday. Competition picks up. We'll see how Thomas holds up. We'll see how much Matt Peart, who just came off the pup list, does early in the week. We'll see how many reps he gets at right tackle, especially Tuesday when the pads come on. And you know, so that'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how Nate Solder holds up during his reps as well. On the flip side, you know, which edge rushers are going to stand out? Are we going to see, you know, some splash plays from Azeez Ojulari? Are we going to see anything from Carter Coughlin? How much is Lorenzo Carter going to do? I mean, he sat out Friday's practice. Joe Judge hinted that there is an injury of some sort, didn't tell us what that entails, and he probably isn't going to tell us either. So we'll see if Carter does much of anything. See if Carter Coughlin can impress. See what Ifedi Odenigbo brings to the table. It'll be interesting to see, you know, which edge rushers stand out. Also, another competition to keep an eye on is, of course, the competition for backup wide receiver spots. John Ross, Dante Pettis, C.J. Board, Austin Mack, the newly acquired Damion Willis is in that competition now. David Sills, kid who was really, really impressive a year ago, who I had a chance to talk to a few days ago. Please make sure you check out the feature that I did on Sills at BigBlueView.com if you haven't done so already. Sills is also a guy who's in that competition and appears to be off to a good start in training camp. So, and again, you know, once we get to pads, once we get to really competitive situations, that's when we start to get a look at, you know, players who are standing out, players who are falling behind, the sort of stock up, stock down kind of things that we really haven't been able to do or look at thus far in camp. This week is also going to be interesting because in addition to Matt Peart, who's back, we should start to see the return of some of the injured guys, some of the guys that have been on the COVID list. Kadarius Toney has been off the COVID list for a few days, but we really haven't seen him on the field. Would expect to see Toney, the Giants' first round pick, get some reps, at least in individual drills early this week, and get back on the field, get into some team periods as the week goes along, as the Giants try to find a way to fit Toney into their 2021 offense. The young man, you know, for a variety of reasons, between shoe issues and not being present at voluntary OTAs and leaving a practice early during minicamp, he's already missed a ton of reps early in the season. Toney needs to get on the field. He needs to stay on the field. Needs to get comfortable, you know, as an NFL player, get comfortable in this offense, build a rapport with Daniel Jones so that he can become a useful part of the 2021 Giants offense. There are obviously gadget plays that the Giants can run for Toney, you know, the quick screens, the jet sweeps, all that kind of stuff, but it would be nice if he could do more than that. In addition to, punt return, kickoff return, if the Giants choose to use him there as well. But it'll be nice to see Toney back out on the field this week. So hopefully that happens. And, we get some of the other injured guys back soon as well. It would be nice to see O'Shane Zimenez get out on the field fairly soon. Don't know if or when that might happen. Don't know what might happen. Also, in terms of some of the roster moves, we haven't heard yet. The Giants have added several players, Looney being one, Willis being another, veteran linebacker Todd Davis, perhaps the addition of running back Alfred Morris coming as well. We haven't necessarily heard what corresponding moves the Giants are going to make. I would assume that we will hear most of those throughout the day on Monday, and we'll keep you guys up to date the best we can, going forward with those moves, as we will with anything and everything to do with the Giants and training camp. Also, guys, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Giants offense. We know how bad the offense was a year ago. 31st in the league in points scored. Nowhere close to good enough to be a representative NFL caliber playoff team. We know how much emphasis the Giants put on upgrading that offense. Kenny Golladay, Kadarius Toney, Kyle Rudolph, bringing in Devontae Booker as a backup running back. Adding John Ross, revamping the offensive coaching staff, especially around the offensive line. So a lot has been done, and there was a lot of consternation, I guess is the right word, on Friday when the offense struggled against the defense in an 11-on-11 period. And listen, it wasn't great. The ball was on the ground too much. Daniel Jones threw a bad ball over the head of Evan Engram that got intercepted by Logan Ryan. He threw another interception, toward Engram. Here we go again with that nonsense, which happened way too much last year. But look, the Giants' defense, the secondary, is very, very good. It's very talented. Most of those guys already have a rapport. Most of those guys have played together. Even newcomer Adoree Jackson, has played a lot with Logan Ryan, so he knows. So there's some chemistry already there. The secondary is pretty well established. It's one of the best secondaries in the league. The Giants are really just putting the pieces of this offense together. They're really just building the timing, building the chemistry, and building the things necessary, to run a competent quality passing attack. And on Friday, it didn't look great. I was there. It didn't look great. It looked sloppy. As I said, the ball was on the ground too much. There weren't enough completions. The defense dominated the action on Friday. But But I'm not going to flip out about that. It was one practice. It was the first competitive practice of training camp. First really competitive 11-on-11 period. And it didn't go great for the offense. But it's, you know, it's a starting point. Look at it that way. We'll hope that things get better. Hopefully this week we'll see some signs of improvement. But really the idea for me is to see a little bit of improvement, some steady improvement in the timing and how the offense, you know, in the timing, in the chemistry with Daniel Jones and the wide receivers. I'm looking at those joint practices coming up against the Browns and the Patriots in a couple of weeks. And by then, I really want to see some progress. I don't want to see the Giants go to Ohio and go to Massachusetts and not be able to make any plays on offense, not be able to get anything done, you know, with their starting offensive players. If they get to those practices and they can't do anything well on offense, then yes, I'll be concerned. Right now, though, I'm not flipping out about one practice. You guys, you know, feel free to flip out if you want to. I'm not going to tell you how to feel about that. I know there are some of you that are already convinced that there's no way Daniel Jones can be a quality NFL quarterback, and you're entitled to that opinion. You know, mine is that, look, I don't know what Daniel Jones is going to become. I don't know what's going to happen with the Giants offense in 2021, but I'm not going to go jump off the bridge after one practice session at this point. Let's let it play out. Let's see what happens. And we'll see where things end up, but let's hope for some signs of improvement throughout the week. Let's hope we see the Giants make a few more plays on offense over the coming days. Another thing to monitor this week and as we go forward throughout training camp, but to be honest, is the progress of the Giants 2021 rookie class. We've talked a lot about Kadarius Toney. We know we haven't seen Toney yet. Hopefully, a guy who's been described as electric and really dangerous, you know, with the ball in his hands. Hopefully, Toney gets on the field, stays healthy throughout at least the rest of training camp and is able to prepare, you know, for the 2021 season and be ready to help the Giants right from the beginning of the season, September 12th against the Denver Broncos home at MetLife Stadium. But, you know, as you think about it, there's so much excitement when the draft comes along, so much, you know, fans put so much into the draft and they get so fired up about the players that their team brings in, and they want to know what sort of impact those guys will have, you know, in the first seasons of their careers. And if you look at it, the Giants 2021 rookie class is kind of off to a slow start here. Toney hasn't practiced yet. Third round pick Aaron Robinson has not practiced yet because of a core muscle injury. Fourth round pick Ellerson Smith has not been on the field. He's been off to the side working. So, you know, you're looking at a situation where the only draft picks for the Giants who have really been on the field are second round pick Aziz Ojulari. And with non-contact practices, we really haven't seen much of Ojulari in terms of making splash plays or anything like that. Also, the two sixth-round picks, running back Gary Brightwell and cornerback Rodarius Williams. One thing I do know is when you talk to Joe Judge, I do believe that he really likes Rodarius Williams. That is not a guarantee that Williams will make the roster as a backup cornerback, but he is a player worth keeping an eye on. And also, it's just worth, you know, keeping an eye on this rookie class overall, because it does feel like they're off to a little bit of a slow start. Always a learning curve, as Joe Judge talks about. These guys need to learn how to become pros. They need to really learn what the pro game is all about. And hopefully, you know, hopefully things pick up for Toney, for Ellerson Smith. Hopefully Robinson is healthy enough to get on the field soon and be able to be productive in his rookie season. All right, Giants fans, you know, please remember to check out Big Blue View's coverage every day from training camp. Check us out on Instagram. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Twitter at Big Blue View. Check us out on YouTube, where we've got plenty of content for you as well. And please, you know, join the community at BigBlueView.com so that you can comment and converse with other New York Giants fans. And also, you know, here on Big Blue View Radio, please, you know, subscribe. Please, you know, if you have the ability, you know, rate and review our shows. Also, check out the work done by Chris Flum, Joe DeLeon, and Nick Filato, all with, you know, with different shows here on Big Blue View Radio. We always appreciate the support, no matter what platform you check us out on. All right, Giants fans, thank you very, very much for listening. Please remember to take care of each other, stay safe out there, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.